This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show's highly recommended, full of all of the music that I recommend highly. And tonight, we will have two different guests. We're going to have up first, All She Wrote, who are going to be coming on in just a handful of minutes at this point. And then in the next hour, I will have... I don't want to get the first and middle name mixed up. Let's get it right. We're going to have Ryan John Clary coming on for an acoustic performance and interview as well. Behind me right now, that last song was Hatfield and the North with a track delightfully named Going Up to People and Tinkling. And this next one is from Gilgamesh, their self-titled first album. We'll be right back.
mess. Let it be true, let it be blessed. Don't be scared of the sound of your broken, bleeding, dripping, heaving heart. In the palm of your hands, nothing real. Thunder breaks all the glass, nothing stands here.
Right, we just heard a couple more songs than I had prepared, but that's okay because I had them ready. So we just had Salty Greyhound with In All Seriousness, followed by Prunes, Don't Be Scared, and behind me right now is another one from Hatfield and the North. And now I am joined by All She Wrote. How's it going?
Hey, hi.
Hello, so hello.
Good.
Excellent. I'm very excited to have you guys here. So why don't we go around, starting over here, and why don't you say your name, your instrument, and a fun fact.
Hi, I am Annie McDougall. I play the fiddle and I sing. And fun fact. Ooh. Man, I love bugs. I have hella bug facts.
That's always the fact.
It's just a good fact. It's just a good thing to know. Yeah. So if you need bug facts, let me know.
I'd take one. You can think about it, but we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. Yeah, I want your favorite bug fact too, so.
All right, I'm Sammy Rose Blackmore, and I play the mandolin in All She Wrote. And I used to snap in my sleep. It was just something that I loved doing so much when I was younger. And my dad would come in to, you know, check on me in the night, and he'd say that I was snapping while, wow, I was sleeping.
It's like the musician alternative to a dog running in their sleep.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
My name is Dakota Rose, and I play guitar and I sing in All She Wrote. And... oh, gosh. Fun facts are hard.
It's hard, right?
Well, I have number dyslexia, which I think is called, like, dyscalculia or something.
Sounds right.
I never would have known that.
Brachydactylia.
I also have...
is that the extra...
Brachydactylia. It's like my thumbs are really wide and short.
They look like toes.
Yes. Toe thumb. Yeah. So that's my
That's fact. A fun fact. Yeah. Does that affect your guitar playing at all? Do you think that...
We were actually talking about this earlier, that it's like hard for me to hold a pick the way that you're supposed to hold a guitar pick because my thumb is so short. So I kind of have to like hold it a different way.
I think it makes her better. Yeah. I think so too.
Overcoming adversity to make better music. We
it's
love it.
True.
We love it. Well, we're gonna be doing a whole lot more talking later, but I didn't just bring you guys on to talk. Would you like to play us your first song?
Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely.
This one's called Mama Get Your Dagger into Train Song.
Thank you.
Great. I don't know where I want to start, whether it's the little Eleanor Rigby in there or the awesome train noises at the end.
Dude.
Like, yeah. I heard those breaks. That was, yeah. How did you, or I don't know, was there a moment when you realized, oh, when I make this screeching sound with my violin, it sounds like train brakes?
Yeah, actually, you know, when you play the fiddle, you have to, like, be able to imitate trains like all the time, weirdly enough.
It's yeah. kind of a rite of passage.
It's kind of a rite of passage. I was in this this like bar like cover band for a long time. And great band, great guys. And we played so many like train themed songs that, you know, it just kind of started happening naturally. You know, those were like the songs where I really got to get weird. So they were my favorite. And I mean, skills, they transfer over. It's so useful now.
For sure.
Yeah, I can make animal noises on my fiddle as well. You can do all kinds of weird stuff.
Do you want to hit us with one?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do a cow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You can do seagulls. Oh, I haven't done that one in a long time. That one doesn't work as well. That's more of a cello thing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It sounded cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I almost wish seagulls sounded like that.
For real.
In my dreams, they do.
Or nightmares. That's kind of like if a seagull opened its mouth and that noise came out.
I'm like, what is happening?
Wake me up.
Run.
Yeah.
So you are releasing something soon, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we did this really awesome project with our friends over at Junkyard, and we made this whole music video. It's quite the production, so that will be revealed very soon, and alongside of that, we are releasing the three tracks that we did for that music video. It's kind of like a live session on streaming platforms.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll be on October 17th, so... Mm-hmm. Keep an eye out.
Yeah. The video will be on social media, YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Facebook, weird. It's super Instagram. Weird and crazy.
It's
and awesome.
Super funky. We're so excited to
we're all dressed everyone. Up as woodland creatures.
Yeah, there's a puppet.
There's puppeteering.
Yes. Beautiful set and costumes.
Yeah, oh my god, the set was gorgeous. Yeah. I remember we came down like we should like learn to expect this from Junkyard because they always blow it out of the water. But we like came down to this basement where they had built the set and it was like this magical, like Meow Wolf-esque.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like creation that, oh my, it was beautiful. It was so amazing. It was like the dream to make some art there.
You never know what you might find in the basement of a frat house.
You never know.
Absolutely. Oh man, it was great. It was really fun to work with them.
That's great. Yeah. They also do a good job. They do some good organizing and promoting.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So shout out Junkyard.
Yeah.
They're but great.
Also, shout out you guys. Where can people find all of that stuff on social media and YouTube? What should they search up?
ASW Band.
At ASW Band. All She Wrote. We have a website. We have an Instagram, a Facebook, a YouTube. All that good
I'm
stuff.
Very proud of our YouTube.
I like your YouTube.
Thank you.
Yes. because I'm trying to think about how I did. You guys play a show at a backyard in JP, like 2 or 3 years ago?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know how I heard about you guys.
I remember meeting you at different shows.
Okay.
And we just got to talking, and I probably told you about All She Wrote.
Yeah. Well, it's like, oh, hey, are you in any bands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, especially in the DIY scene.
In the scene.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you look interesting. You must play music.
Hell yeah.
They
that's
sure
usually
do.
How it goes. Yep. And speaking of Boston's DIY scene, here's one for you, and don't use any names if they're still around, but what was your first DIY show in Boston?
Ooh.
Either that you played at or that you attended.
I think it was the One Roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some friends of ours used to put on a house show. I don't think they're doing it anymore, but it was called One Roof, and it was beautiful. It was very, like, just cozy, and it was very intimate, of course. Yeah. That's why we love those kinds of shows. Mm-hmm. We love the house shows, the yard shows.
Mm-hmm.
But they also did, like, a video series, One Roof sessions, and recorded just friends of theirs playing music lots of original music, and that was a great time.
That's where some of your YouTube videos are from,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Back in the good old days. That was actually our first ever gig. Yeah. So if you really want to see the beginnings of All She Wrote, you can do that. Yeah. But yeah, I've been going to DIY shows for a while now. There's so many awesome venues in Alston that have really shaped me as a musician and a fan in person. Those communities are super special in Boston. It's not something you can find elsewhere.
Which is good and bad, because in some places they don't have to have a DIY scene because they've already done it. They have bars, they have places where people can play. Totally. But in Boston, it's a little scrappy.
Yeah, it's tough. Totally. Yeah.
Well, speaking of doing it yourself, do you guys want to play us another song?
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. Cool. We'll do a new one for you.
Mm. This one's one of our newest songs that we've worked up. We've been recording demos all day for our upcoming
full-length
album that we're working on.
Very excited about that.
Cool. Yeah. So this one's a new one.
Yeah. Dakota wrote this one over the summer, and she sent a voice memo of it to us, kind of like half-baked, and we were both like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest song ever. We can't wait to work it up. And
we're really excited about it.
It's like the first thing we did when Sammy and the three of us were together again. Yeah. So
this one's called Left Behind.
Nature's crying. You can see her screams across the sky, and where the water isn't rising, the rivers are all running dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see why you guys were excited to practice that once you all got back together.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you guys looked very in sync.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's been a long week of spending a lot of time with each other and like really dialing things in, and we feel really in touch right now.
Yeah. Feels really good. Most locked in we've ever been. Feels really good.
It's great. And you guys are going on, or are you in like the middle of your tour right now?
We're about to leave.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we got a weekend run of shows across New England.
Yep.
So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going to be playing?
We'll be in Beverly, Mass. Friday night. We're playing a house show, and Rosa Jo Jacobs is opening for us. You can find that information on our Instagram.
On our Instagram,
At
ASW Band.
Yes, absolutely.
And then we're going to be playing this really, really sick food and music festival in Vermont called the Vermont Food and Music Festival.
That's on Saturday.
It's on Mount Ascutney. It's on Mount Ascutney. So it's really beautiful views, really great food. I got to play there in a different band last year, and it was really fun, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get All She Wrote out this year.
We're super excited. And then Sunday we're in Highland, New York, playing at a cidery, hard cider tap room.
Cool.
It'll be fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have some good cider for me.
We will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where did the name All She Wrote come from?
Well, we were just messing around making "That's What She Said" jokes.
Yeah,
and then that's kind of how it came to be.
It could be more poetic than that, but
it really was not. Yeah.
And then we just liked the ring. You know, it felt good.
Yeah.
Felt like it
sometimes at the end of shows we accidentally say, "And that's all she wrote." And it's it's just a joke, but then we all make the same joke at the same time, so it sounds very planned, sounds
like we just did.
That was fun. I like that.
Thank you.
If you could have a guest musician on any track, who would your dream collaboration be with?
Ooh.
Gretchen Bowder.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
Local banjo player. We
local
played with her
legend.
Local legend. Yeah. She's one of our
incredible.
Favorite people.
Yeah, she's so cool. Coolest banjo player I know.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's a high bar. You have to be pretty cool to play banjo.
Oh my god. And she's the coolest.
Whoa.
She is so the coolest.
So awesome. Yeah, 100% would be Gretchen.
Yeah.
Love that. Do you have a favorite song to perform?
Ooh.
It's probably different for all three of us.
Sure, you can all answer individually.
Ooh. Mine is probably this new one right now.
Yeah.
I think it's
pretty
fresh.
Baller.
Annie's is definitely Go to the Water.
I say it like every single time we get together. I'm like, can we play Go to the Water?
She was saying it before we even worked it up.
it's the best thing. It's my favorite thing Dakota's ever written.
You.
It's so good.
Ipswich is really fun too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Just tunes. Just romping on some mandolin and fiddle tunes is such a blast.
Yeah. Do you have a fave, Sammy?
Everything's been covered. I really love when we cover House of Mercy by Sarah Jarosz.
Oh my gosh.
It's just fun because we get super spacey with it.
Yeah. And we get to jam.
Yeah,
so
we never
hard.
Really practice it. We always kind of just throw it in there last moment, so that opens up the space for a lot of magic to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Cool. Well, did you guys play that one at the Lily Pad over the weekend?
I don't
Yes.
House of Mercy?
Yeah, did we?
No, I don't think so.
No, we did because you had to drop your bottom string. I had like a few people be like, "Oh, that was so epic!" Yeah, you
I thought
did.
That was at the Junkyard Show.
No,
well, it was we played it at some point in the last couple shows.
We gave away all of our set lists, so
we did. Yeah, we
I have a copy, and actually, that reminds
me,
your set list was written on a box of Nilla wafers.
Oh, no way!
This is our surprise food.
Yes, this is your surprise. You can't eat it in the studio, but
you can eat it in the car.
Yeah, I figured that you guys must enjoy them.
Oh, you're so sweet.
That was so funny because that's so thoughtful of you. We do enjoy them. We basically couldn't find any paper, and so Dakota and I went on a little scavenge, and we ended up in this convenience store, and I was like, well, I'm also hungry, so let's just get a snack that we can write on. Just
tore up a box.
And then we get back, and there's like a whole group of people standing outside, and I'm like ripping up this box. And one of them is like, do you want a piece of paper? And I'm like, no.
This we is are way good. Cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now you've got another.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yes.
We can write all our sets for this weekend on this beautiful box.
Gonna say,
yeah, we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
If Nilla hears this.
Thank you. Oh,
yeah, course, Nilla Wafers, sponsor our band.
Please.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
you.
The birth of a tradition, maybe. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Dude, honestly, I'm cool with that. We might sugar crash after.
Oh, they were good, though. I forgot how good they were.
Yeah. Put them in, like, some good old banana pudding.
Oh, ooh, they have the recipe right on the box. There
perfect.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
It's the second best thing that they're good for after set lists.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Set lists and banana pudding.
Yep. You get it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
My God.
Do you guys have any like esoteric collections? It's like things that like when you're in like a thrift store, you're like, oh, I need to add that to my
Annie definitely does.
I love collecting things so much.
We're big trinket people.
We are very trinket.
I have a pretty ongoing marble collection.
Ooh. Yes,
I really love taking marbles with me and giving them out at shows or just wherever I go, leaving them in little places.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point where dear friends of mine have been in thrift stores and then gotten me marbles.
Mm.
And it's just so thoughtful and lovely.
That's yeah.
So pass sweet. The joy.
Annie, what was
roll
yours?
It on.
There's so many things now.
You can name a few.
I really love collecting like little tiny figurines, like little dinosaurs, or I have like a little tiny gnome and a dinosaur super glued to the dash of my car. So cute. I really love collecting like little like acorns. Actually, my fiddle case is full of
acorns.
Most of them are painted on too.
I like to really paint cute. On them and give them away as little gifts, little like charms and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recently it's been feathers.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Been
I see some feathers on the table.
There are. I have my feathers here on the table.
Yes. Yeah.
Very pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, mine is lame. Mine is like opera CDs.
What?
I studied opera in high school, so I like, I don't know. I just see them and I'm like, cool. These would be fun to have if I ever like want to put an opera on in my car or something. Like,
Yeah.
And green pants. Green pants are like my collector's item.
Yes. Yeah. Big fan of the green pants.
Totally, totally off topic, total tangent. But have you ever seen the movie Diva?
Diva? I don't think so.
It's a French film, and it's about someone who makes a bootleg recording of an opera singer.
Whoa,
really cool, very artsy, very
that
fun.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah,
I'm very.
And it's like
into
from the 70s. Or,
yeah. Cool. I'll have to check that out.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yay! Movie night with our Vanilla Wafers.
Perfect.
You're setting us up for the best sleepover ever.
Yeah, for real.
Fantastic. And you are setting us up for another great song.
Yes.
Which one is it going to be?
What if we do Go to the Water?
Yeah, sure. We can bring it down for a little
down,
a little tender
we've been,
one.
We've
yeah.
been up.
Yeah,
let's
we'll
bring it
down. Yeah. This one's Go to the Water.
How I spend my time and how time spends my mind. Very torn apart and very unsure. How I do my day in all the most wrong ways. Make my life reflect my troubled head. Go to the water, go to the woods. Picture your daughter living on shoulds. Where do we draw the line between what's right and wrong? Just getting along. From my head down to my toes. How I'm waking up and how I fall asleep. How all good things must pass and how all pain must repeat. Go to the water, go to the woods, picture your daughter living on shoulds. Where do we draw the line between what's right and wrong? And just get along. I wanna move with the moon on every passing night. I wanna change. Spend my time and how time spends my mind, very torn apart and very unsure.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I have to read a really quick PSA. Yeah. We're required to do one an hour. So for free ideas on how to save for your future, go to feedthepig.org. And that's the shortest one in the book.
Nice.
So, beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for allowing me, for indulging my PSA.
Of course.
Absolutely.
The public has been serviced.
That's right.
The public has been serviced.
Have you come up with any bug facts? Sorry, no.
I gotta be so for real. You put me on the spot, and I was like, "What can I say?" Oh,
there's gotta be something good about grasshoppers or crickets.
We always think that Annie was like, if she was gonna be an animal, it would be a cricket.
Yeah,
in a past life, jumps around and they make music.
Yes.
With their legs.
Yes.
Yeah.
The fiddle. To the
commonly
string.
Associated with the fiddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
For anyone who might have tuned in the middle, I'm here with All She Wrote. They are a local trio. If I had to put another word between there, how would you define yourselves?
Yeah, we have like this playful little thing that we like to say, which is Earth Fairy Space Grass.
Whoa.
That's our genre.
Yeah. That's our quote unquote genre label. We're really into like not genre categorizing, I guess, but
yeah, not putting any boxes.
There's a lot of influences.
Just being us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of different musical influences that kind of all mush together into
that's the coolest part.
Earth Fairy Space Grass.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sounds like the opening of Avatar.
Like
Earth Fairy
Space
Grass. But everything changed when
we should start every show like that.
We should. I think it's just finding a way to describe this feeling of groundedness, but also like
whimsy
and mysticism and
exploration of truth and meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
through lyric and melody.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Thank you.
And if someone ever says to like go touch grass, like may it be Earth Fairy.
Amen.
Space grass.
Yeah. Amen.
Do you guys have any favorite words?
Favorite words. Oh, yes. So me and my roommates have this thing where every week we write a word on our fridge on a little like whiteboard we have, and it's like our word of the week. And so this week I was trying to like think of a good word, and my word for this week was gobbledygook. I'm really fantastic. Into that. Anything that like feels nice to say in your mouth.
That's so good.
It's good.
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn. Mine sounds so lame now.
Nah, lay it on me.
I have a friend who like recently brought this word back into my life, and they say it like all the time, and now it's like stuck in my, it like gets stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It's potent.
Mm.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Potent and potency.
Mm.
I'll just be like in my bed at night, like potent, 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 potent. Just doing my little dance.
I like that.
That's fun.
Mm, yeah.
You got one, buddy?
Well, I've just been thinking a lot about the word nuance lately.
Mm.
It's a word with a lot of itself.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is quite so. Not only just the meaning of it, but I like the way it looks.
Nuance.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nuance.
Mm. Like it would be really nice written in cursive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your new aunts, that they would probably be married to your new uncles, right?
Your new aunts.
Yeah. Hey, this guy. Had to do it to him.
Yeah. Well, we're just about out of time, unfortunately.
Oh.
But, you know, do you guys want to play one more song?
Yeah.
I think we could fit one
yeah.
more.
Yeah, I think we can totally.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool. And no rush to finish it up by 8. Luckily, the microphones are all warmed up. So when it turns into 8 and we have Ryan John Clary come in and join me, we will be good to go.
Amazing.
8:10, I believe, is when I said that would start.
More than the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do more than the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Usually I do a really cheesy intro for this one, but we'll spare
not on
you
the radio.
Because
we'll
it has a whole like choreograph and
there's a dance that goes with it. Yeah.
Anyway, go for it. This one's called More Than the Moon.